section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
This is Zebulon Watley from Sons of Perdition, and you're listening to the Hank and Chain Show.
Broadcasting live from Saginaw, Michigan, it's the Hank and Chain Show, and here is your host, Jared Morningstar.
Thanks, Mr. X. Feels good to hear that. It's been far too long.
You're telling me, Morningstar. What has it been, 6 months?
Yeah, well, you know, real life got in the way, what can I say?
Real life? That's not very evil.
Maybe not, but that's the way it is, man. And it's time to start making up for things tonight. It's mid-June, and it's time to welcome summer with an excellent comeback show, including a feature tonight on the music of Buddy Holly, which my brother Eric and I will guide you through. The show has undergone a few format changes. Instead of one large feature block, we'll be separating each week's feature into smaller parts that'll be spread throughout the episode. We'll also be airing new segments, including Eric Morningstar's weekly rant, which starts tonight. And I will continue to provide random musings and commentary as well. But the meat of the show will remain, outstanding music from all genres. Tonight's starting lineup features music from Chickenfoot, The Flesh Tones, The Gaslight Anthem, and The New Number 2. First, though, in response to the current crisis in Iran over its crooked election results and the courage displayed by the citizens in their protests, we're paying tribute with a simple rock and Paul McCartney number called Freedom. Originally written in response to 9/11, the song is more fitting now more than ever. We're glad to have you all back with us here on the Hank and Chain Show.
This is my right, a right given by God to live a free life, to live in freedom. I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about freedom. I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
We'll be right back.
Kind of caught me off guard. You're probably wondering why I'm hanging out in your bathroom. Well, I figured it was the best way to get your attention. Anyway, my name is Blake Clayton, and I'm the host of It Burns When I Pee. It Burns When I Pee is a podcast about real country music. You won't find Toby Keith, Tim McGraw, or Rascal Flatts on my show. We stick our middle finger up at corporate Nashville and play the music that they don't want you to hear. On each episode, we feature an interview with a different artist, play tons of great indie music, and throw in some laughs along the way. So come on over to section86.com and download It Burns When I Pee. And like I always say, get your hank on.
Hope you enjoyed that excellent first helping of music, folks. We have our Buddy Holly feature yet to come tonight, as well as new music from Raul Malo, Ryan Bingham and the Dead Horses, Wayne Hancock, and Joey Alcorn. But first, here is a word from Eric Morningstar.
Alrighty, you just finished listening to some happening Buddy Holly tunes right here on the Hank and Shane Show. This is Eric Morningstar, back for the first time in way too long, and I'm glad to rejoin my brother in bringing high-quality products back to the airwaves. The internet airwaves, that is. Now, perhaps in an adventure that is not so much high-quality, but is cathartic and hopefully entertaining, my brother has asked me to try to come up with a weekly rant session for you all to try out here on the show. I naturally said yes, one, because he's my brother, and two, because there is plenty that I can rant about. Now, I'll try to keep these sessions as constructive as possible, but I'm also very unapologetic about being politically incorrect, and I'm very opinionated. So, fair warning, and try to get over yourself if you don't agree. Okay, let's start. This is the 24th of June, and I've been thinking a lot about the city of East Lansing this week. For those of you who don't remember, I've lived in East Lansing for the past year doing research at Michigan State University until I found a permanent home for graduate school. Now, while trying not to slander the good name of the university, or at least the good name people seem to give it, I really don't have any problem whatsoever about bashing this city or the people who live here or go to school here. Spartans are some of the most irritating people I know. Now, if you've never been around East Lansing, the entire town is overrun by the college and the people who go here. It's as if they were all told, also, to act as much like the typical empty-headed and zombified college brats as possible. Think of a college stereotype. Let's go with the poet with the dark-rimmed sunglasses, or glasses, either one. We have both around here. They've got unwashed hair, got soul patches, definitely soul patches, who sits on the sidewalk, watching the cars go by. He's got his fancy little notebook that he bought at Barnes & Noble. He's drinking his latte, and he's just waiting for someone to walk by so he can start pretending to recite his stanzas to himself. But really, he's just hoping someone will notice how great he is and think he's really intellectual because he's writing frickin' poetry. Yes, he lives in East Lansing, He lives here with about 12,000 clones of himself, each one thinking he must be the only one and definitely the most original, and he'll tell you so if you ask him. How about the college protesters and the activists that we see on TV? Well, here they gather, even if there's only three or four of them, and they still walk around and pretend like someone's actually going to listen to them just because they go to school here. Second-rated college in the state of Michigan. Yeah. We've got punks, goths, punk goths. All of them who are carrying around their little prescription Hot Topic music and clothes, everything you can imagine, just as long as it's a cookie-cutter representation of what someone thinks of when they think of as a college student. I swear, these people watched bad movies like Animal House all the way through the Accepted movie and thought that college must be just like that. Yeah, only if you're a moron and have no personality of your own whatsoever. If walking down Grand River Avenue wasn't irritating enough just from the college kids, the city itself has the stigma of its people trying to be more unique, more sophisticated, and cultured as possible. Probably another side effect of the university. And one way that this shows itself is through its ethnic-themed restaurants. And I can't say enough about this. We have about 14 or so sushi restaurants around this area. And seriously, how many sushi restaurants do you really need? And what's worse than the number of restaurants is the people who eat there. I mean, I like a spicy tuna and or a spicy salmon roll every now and then, but I actually got invited by someone, not surprisingly from Michigan State University, who asked me if I wanted to come over and roll some sushi and broaden my horizons with him. First of all, there is a nothing broad about raw fish, rice that you have to wave a little fan to cool off, and seaweed. It's three things. You want to broaden my horizon? Maybe I'll broaden your horizon by pulling that stick out of your ass. Ethiopian restaurants! I asked the guy why he wanted to eat Ethiopian food. Because frankly, I don't think African food has much to offer. But this guy says to me, he says, I like being fringe and, you know, I want to get some more culture, more than this country can offer me. Okay. Do you know what people in Ethiopia and most of Africa eat? They eat nothing. They're poor. You want to start trying to eat like an Ethiopian? Try starving your ass for 30 days. Maybe that'll give you a cultural experience. Not sitting in a rundown restaurant in the middle of cookie-cutter USA, listening to your desert-themed music that they sell at Walmart while you eat a five-buck buffet of crappy food. You want more than America can offer you? Fine. Go ahead. Get out. America will miss you. Dickhead. Okay, seriously. I talked with this kid about visiting the school, and he told me that one of the deciding factors about whether or not he was going to come to school here was whether or not they had any good Thai food here. He wasn't from frickin' Thailand! It wasn't like he was going to die if he didn't get to order curry chicken when he went out to eat. Seriously, guess what, people? College towns should be judged based on the quality of your education. Not about what's going in your mouth, or whether or not you're cultured enough, or whether or not you look like you're a typical freaking college student. Seriously, get a life. It's like there's some snob virus that people have to contract before they come here. It's ridiculous. Anyway, these reasons are more than enough to make me very happy to announce that I'm going to be joining the Mount Pleasant, Michigan community next year as a Central Michigan Chippewa as I start graduate school in their clinical psychology PhD program there. That's about all the time I have for a rant today, but let me leave you a quote from the great Whoopi Goldberg. While some people have pet peeves, I've got whole kennels of irritation, and I'll be bringing them to you weekly right here on the Hank and Shane Show. Keep listening.
Summit. do things that change. Cloudy skies are brighter days. Even fate has turned my way. I know that I would be a fool not to bet it all on you and let the chips fall where they may. Now I are close to me. Like a gambling man who always holds a winning hand, losing just a thought I can't conceive. The world's a better place. One look at you is all it takes, and I surrender willingly. Now I'm the lucky one. I'll always be the lucky one. Since I have you close to me, others take their vows. Many times I've wondered how they say those words so easily. Did that happiness hide their loneliness? Were the things I couldn't see? I may never understand what would make a man think he found the one he needs. But I don't question why. I just believe that I found the love that's meant to be. Now I'm the lucky one. I'll always be the lucky one. As long as you are close to me. Like a gambling man who always holds a winning hand, losing's just a thought I can't conceive. The world's a better place. One look at you is all it takes, and I surrender willingly. Now I'm the lucky one. I'll always be the lucky one, since I have you close to me.
Dark-haired girl, having us a good old time. Driving down to Work it out, but something always seemed to miss. just couldn't make you stay. Now I can't help but think as I watch you walk away. If I'd have left you when I should have, I'd be over you by now. I wouldn't be here crying while you're out there running wild. By now I'd have somebody new to hold.
Welcome back to the Hank and Shane Show. Right now we're getting ready for our first block of our Buddy Holly feature. Many people know and love Holly as a rock and roll pioneer, and of his tragic death on the day that music died, which we will address later. Many critics will even argue that he was the greatest creative force in rock music during the 1950s. Still, many people do not realize that Holly spent his early teen years recording country-inspired music with Bob Montgomery. He made the move toward rock after seeing an Elvis Presley concert, and it angered the Nashville talent scouts and labels that had already taken notice of his talents as a country artist. Holly would have none of it. He knew the kind of music he wanted to play, and he was determined to do things his own way. If this sounds at all like the outlaw country movement of the 1970s, it shouldn't surprise anyone that one of Holly's young guitarists was future outlaw country legend Waylon Jennings. Coincidence? I think not. Up next are Oh Boy, Midnight Shift, Not Fade Away, and Rave On. Four songs filled with hard-rocking licks, lots of attitude, and Holly's signature snarl. It's a Buddy celebration here on FlapDaddy.com's The Hank and Shane Show.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling, and you can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right, and I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the world can see that you were meant for me. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
old boy.
Old boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you are what I meant for me.
Old Annie better give her a lift, cause Annie's been working on a midnight shift. If Annie puts a hair up on her head, paints him lips a bright, bright red, wears that dress that fits real tight, starts staying out till the middle of the night, says that a friend give her a lift. Well, Annie's been working on a midnight shift. If she acts a little funny, seems a little strange, starts spending your money for brand new things, tells you that she wants to use a car, never explains what she wants it for. Brother, this ain't no ifs, cause Annie's been working on a midnight shift. Sun comes up, you look at old Annie and she looks kind of rough. You tell her, honey, get out of that bed. She says, leave me alone, I'm just about dead. Brother, that just ain't no ifs, cause Annie's been working on a midnight shift. Good mama that's staying at home, you better enjoy it cause it won't last long. When you think everything's alright, she starts slipping round in the middle of the night. Brother, that just ain't no ifs, cause Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift.
Love is love and not fade away.
Hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you too. Rain on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you. Rain on, the way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Rain on, it's a crazy feeling, and
this is Daniel J. Harris, host of the Supigato Show. You can find us at supigato.com. Drop us a line at supigato@gmail.com. We are open to any and all music from all over the world. In each and every show, we try to be as eclectic as possible, never giving away a genre or style. Just allowing each artist to be the individual snowflake they really are. Now back to Jared Morningstar and the Hank and Chain Show, man. Dig it.
We here at the Hank and Chain Show love us some Buddy Holly. And we're not through by a long shot. We have two more segments left of his music coming up for your listening pleasure. Right now, though, let's change directions for a bit. Here's a question for you all. Have any of you ever had any deep-fried asp? I was at a restaurant in Hart over the weekend when I saw deep fried asp, that's ASP, on the blackboard menu. Knowing that an asp is a poisonous snake, the kind that Cleopatra used to commit suicide, and that they also must have really been talking about deep fried asparagus, I got a big kick out of it. I also couldn't help but wonder what deep fried asp really tasted like. If any of you have had any other interesting restaurant menu moments like this, drop me a line at thehankandchainshow@gmail.com and let us know. Anyway, summer heat's finally starting to kick up here in Michigan, and that hot sun always puts me in the mood for the blues. Rockin' blues, southwest blues, country blues, it's all good. Up next are four bluesy tunes from Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Bob Dylan, Justin Townes Earl, and Scott H. Byram. Time to start feeling low down. Stay tuned right here on FlapDaddy.com.
I heard a man speak. fingers back before you could live off of your name.
Thank you. state gone broke. The cat is dry. Don't be looking at me with that evil eye. Keep on walking. Don't be hanging around. I'm telling you again that hell's my wife's hometown.
Flowers to work, never stay out too late. And I quit drinking, mama, 'cause I know how it hurts you to see me in such an awful state. But right now, I just feel the need to see this through, so I need to know. Of gold, no ordinary trinkets will do. And I don't expect you to break out in song, 'cause I know that you can't carry a tune. So speak low when you speak low, if that's what you've gotta do. Come on back, baby, to the wild side.
Rub it in my face, why don't you, baby, about you? You're the man. You've been telling my mother how it's so good to be back in love again. Reminisce about the good times, baby, thank you, you come to understand. Now I know you had to straighten your shit out, but that old tide's rolling back in again. You gotta come on back, baby, to the wild side. Come on back, baby, to the wild side. Give a little chance to the backslide, backslide, yeah. Come on back, baby, to the wild side. Heard life's been better for you. You sobered up, but your plans fell through. Lifting honey up around the bend. That old drunk wind started blowing again. Good time, baby, and the way things could have been. You just tried sticking it out instead of just giving in. Yeah, we could have stayed crazy, baby, instead of just being friends. But here we are on the other side of it, gotta start our whole lives all over again. I said, I know you had to straighten your shit out, but that old tide's rolling back in again. You're gonna come on back, baby, to the wild side. Come on back, baby, to the wild side. They're treating you bad, baby girl, on the good side. Hey. Come on back, baby, to the wild side. Come on back, baby, to the wild side. Come on back, baby, to the wild side. Give a little chance to the backslide, backslide. Come on back, baby, to the wild side.
Alrighty, this is Eric Morningstar, and you're still listening to the Hank and Chain Show here on FlapDaddy.com. In this next segment, we're still listening to the music of the great Buddy Holly, and next up, we will be looking at some of his legendary love songs. Now, in the meantime, as it is in my nature to do so, I'd like to point out some of the psychological implications of Holly's music, and indeed, the music of the 1950s when it came to a very particular topic, teenage love. Much of a discussion about teenage love in the 1950s is also, by requirement, a discussion of the psychological state of adolescence during that time period. And the psychology of adolescence throughout history has proven to be a difficult subject. In earlier periods in history, adolescents were viewed as miniature adults, and it wasn't until the time of the Industrial Revolution and the child labor laws that this time of stress and emotional turmoil came to be labeled on adolescence. In fact, it was around this same time that adolescents were moved out of the factories that they were put into the schools. All right. Now let's consider the mindset of a 1950s teenager then. You had their entire world basically consisted of school and the biological changes that were occurring that led them to the opposite sex. School and sex. Does it sound like the recipe for the music of Richie Valens, Chuck Berry, and Buddy Holly? It's not a mistake, people. The theme of teenage love was dominant in the music of the 1950s. Now wait, one might say, well, why was love such an abstract and mature concept, the focus of the music as opposed to the more explicit desires like sex? Well, obviously, it's the 1950s. This was a time of morals and repression. And while the 1950s love song wasn't as dirty by today's standards, we must remember that the lyrics that we hear are whimsical. They're about the fun of a new relationship, the initial spark and the excitement. They barely scratch any philosophical surface. By association, then, we must look at the 1950s listener and his or her psychological state. The lack of details in the songs allows the listener to be taken into their perception of teenage love and teenage relationships, mostly lacking in substance, focused on fun, and aspiring to be ever more sexual. Even singing songs about teenage love during this time period was a threat to the moral fabric. Now, given this, let's listen to some Buddy Holly songs. You're going to hear some fine examples. First up is Peggy Sue. Lighthearted and aptly lacking any specific details on relationships, though the singer professes a love so rare and true. Followed up by It's So Easy, a song all about the whimsical nature of adolescent love during the 1950s. Following that is Girl on My Mind, an absolutely awesome song in which Holly transforms his voice into an instrument denoting the almost pathetic and weeping desire of a teenage boy for, quote, love, unquote. And the final song in this set is That'll Be the Day, which is one of Holly's most well-known songs. So, I hope that you enjoy this section, and listen perhaps with a fresh ear, listening for the sounds of the adolescent mind during the 1950s. Only here on the Hank and Chain Show on FlapDaddy.com. Keep listening.
blues. So here I go, breaking all of the rules. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy. Mm-hmm.
It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, you're concerned, my heart has learned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. Set apart for me, it seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, you're concerned, my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, where you concern, my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause
say goodbye, yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day.
This is Jeff Lowdown Shrimp from Corn Pone. You're listening to the best dang radio show of all time, the Hank and Change Show.
Ha ha ha! Mr. X here. Welcome back to the show, and hope you have been enjoying all of the great Buddy Holly songs we've played this week. We'll have one final round here in a bit, but I think it's time to turn the sound up. Up next are heavy songs from the Screaming Trees, Stone Temple Pilots, and Jerry Cantrell. Pure evil here on the Hank and Change Show. Ha ha ha!
Please give me what I need. Set that pain and
how y'all doing? Hope your night's going good, and I hope you're enjoying the Hank and Chain Show. I'm One More Name. I host the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show every Friday night from midnight until 2 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on FlatData.com. My show mixes classic rock, hard rock, metal, country, blues, alternative folk music, and I try to throw in some comedy when I can. If you can't catch my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live Friday late nights, you can download or listen to it over at Section86.com the following Tuesdays after each Friday Night Live podcast show. My show is also available on iTunes as well, and you can have it set up for automatically download to your computer or to your MP3 device at either Section 86 or iTunes. A few of the other shows you'll find here at FlatData.com include, of course, this brand new addition to the radio style shows here, the Hank and Chain Show, mixing all genres of music and interesting commentary from Jared and sometimes his brother Eric, every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Then there's Misfits Radio on mostly Tuesdays and Fridays during the day, playing local Michigan artists as well as local greats from around the country. On Tuesday nights from 7 p.m. until 8 or 9 p.m. Central Time, you have The Rat, playing full-length movies as well as Star Trek-related shows. Don't pass up a night with The Rat. And on every Friday night, leading up to my Bootleg Asylum radio show, is LP Sides Only with your host Lefty X. He spends half size from albums 9 p.m. Eastern Time right up till my show starts at midnight. Lefty never fails to fill up his 3 hours with an eclectic mix of great vinyl albums. That's right, I said, great vinyl albums. He never disappoints. He also has a show on Mondays and Tuesday nights as well, from 10 p.m. until 12 a.m. Eastern Time. So those are just a few of the shows here. I'm sure you'll find something that you like. So check out my Bootleg Asylum radio show when you can. But right now, back to Jared Morningstar's The Hank and Chain Show, right here on FlapDaddy.com.
Gotta love good old grunge music. I took a Facebook quiz yesterday called What Decade Are You? And I wasn't surprised at all that they labeled me as the 1990s. I never get tired of that sound. And with Alice in Chains and Stone Temple Pilots back together, recording new music, I've been getting those old albums out a lot more often. Right now, though, we have one more Buddy Holly segment for you all. And this is one that is much more personal by nature. Holly, along with Richie Valens and the Big Bopper, died in a plane crash in February of 1959. Just a couple months prior to his death, he recorded a number of demos in his New York apartment. These demos, dubbed the apartment tapes, have been a favorite of bootleggers for years. Up next are four of these demos. Two of them, Slippin' and Slidin' and Smokey Joe's Cafe, are covers, while Peggy Sue Got Married and Crying Waiting Hoping are originals. It's obvious from these tapes that Holly, at the young age of 22, hadn't even come close to peaking as an artist. Hard to say what might have been. Enjoy our final round of Buddy Holly tunes here on the Hank and Chain Show.
Slippin' and a slidin', peepin' and a hidin', been told a long time ago. Slippin' and a slidin', peepin' and a hidin', been told a long time ago. I've been told, baby, you've been bold, I won't be your fool no more. Oh, my Linda, she's a solid cinder. No, you better surrender. Oh, my Linda, she's a solid cinder. You know you better surrender. Slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding, I won't be your fool no more. Thank you.
connive, nothing but a child. I done got hip to your jive. Oh, be connive, nothing but a child. I done got hip to your jive. Slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding. I won't be your fool no more. Slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding. Been told a long time, time ago. Oh, slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding. Been told a long time ago. I've been told, baby, you've been bold. I won't be your fool no more. One day while I was eating down at Smokey Joe's Cafe, I was sitting there eating down at Smokey Joe's Cafe. A chicken walked in through the door that I had never seen before. At least I never saw her down at Smokey Joe's Cafe. And it scared me when she sat right down next to me. Her knees were almost touching mine at Smokey Joe's Cafe. A chill was running down my spine at Smokey Joe's Cafe. I could smell her sweet perfume. She smiled and made my heart go boom. And everybody in the room at Smokey Joe's Cafe, they said, be careful, that chick belongs to Smokey Joe. And from behind the counter, I saw a man. A chef sat on his head and a knife in his hand. He grabbed me by the collar and began to shout, you better eat up all your beans, boy, and clear right on out. Well, I know I'll never eat again at Smokey Joe's Cafe. And so I'll never see again at Smokey Joe's Cafe. I'd rather eat my chili beans at Jim's or Jack's or John's or Jean's than take my chances eating down at Smokey Joe's Cafe. I risk my life when that Smokey Joe's a crazy fool. Please don't tell, no, 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 don't say that I told you so. I just heard a rumor from a friend. I don't say that it's true, I'll just leave that up to you. If you don't believe, I'll understand. You recall a girl that's been in nearly every song. This is what I heard. Of course the story could be wrong. She's the one I've been told. Now she's wearing a band of gold. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Girl that's been in nearly every
song. This is what I heard. Of course the story could be wrong. She's the one I've been told. Now she's wearing a band of gold. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. I just can't seem to get you off my mind. I'm crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. You're the one I love and I think about you all the time. Crying, my tears keep falling all night long, waiting. It feels so useless, I know it's wrong to keep a crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. Maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. Crying, my tears keep a falling all night long, waiting. It feels so useless, I know it's wrong to keep a crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. Maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. Crying, waiting, hoping.
Welcome back. This concludes our feature on the great Buddy Holly, but it does not conclude the great music on tonight's show. Coming up are songs from Memphis in the Meantime, Hayes Carl, and James Scott Bullard. First, though, we're going to be playing a song called Albuquerque from my favorite album so far of 2009, Chuck Mead's Journeyman's Wager. The album will be featured on next week's show, and trust me, you will not want to miss that. So without further ado, let's get back to the music here on the Hank and Chain Show.
Didn't know a soul. You said maybe by the Rio Grande I could find my own. Now I know that it ain't becoming to let the whole world see you pine, but it's hard not to let it show.
With a glass of lemonade, looking like an angel who lives trouble gonna touch the ground. A trouble in mind. Have you ever lose that time? Living for the best, leaving all the rest behind. Now them boys from Morgan County, they're coming out tonight with country on the radio and trouble in their eyes. Come walking up the driveway, singing about the night people. And we'll head up to the mountain, pick up trucks and old guitars. But all smoke that we wanna is we look up at the stars, raising hell for hours until we can't take anymore. Trouble in things I can't remember and the times I won't forget. I call you up and tell you, but baby, we've been gone too long. Now that porch is just a memory and the record player's broke. Them hills are gone to houses and the Jimmy's gone to smoke. I do the whole thing over, darling, just to hear that song. A trouble in we'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Hank and Chains Show here on FlapDaddy.com. The clock's run out on us this week, but Eric, Mr. X, and I hope you have enjoyed our comeback episode. And trust me, we don't plan on taking another hiatus anytime soon. You can now hear our show again every Wednesday here on FlapDaddy.com from 9 p.m. Eastern Time to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And just like before, all of our episodes will be available as podcasts on the Mondays following their original air dates at section86.com. So don't forget to head over to section86.com to grab each episode, as all of our older shows are still available for download as well. Remember, if you have any questions and or comments about the show, or just want to drop us a line, email us at thehankandchainshow@gmail.com. Or look us up on MySpace at www.myspace.com/thehankandchainshow. We'd love to hear from you. Right now, we're going to sign out with a little Beatles number that you all might have heard. It's about a four-letter word beginning with L, and about how we could all use a little more of it. Hope you will all join us next week when we feature Chuck Mead's Journeyman's Wager. Until then, for FlapDaddy.com and The Hank and Chain Show, this is Jared Morningstar. Good night.
Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need.